listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Hello, gentle listener. While Geek.io holds its talent to the highest standards, what follows will likely involve the sort of language usually reserved for sailors on leave. If you're of a delicate disposition, then perhaps you would consider a different podcast.
Whether we're waking you up or putting you to sleep, this is the Generic Live Show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Generic Live Show. Hello, and welcome back to the Generic Live Show with me, Dale Campbell. I am your host. It's me. Hey, it's me. Hi. Hi, camera. How are you? This is the Generic Live Show, the show that brings you the genericness, just the right amount of genericness, every single week. Like I've mentioned, I'm Dale Campbell, doing it for Geek.io. It's a pleasure as always. This is not the Generic Live Show. This is now commonly referred to as the Generic Light Show. You know, we're doing the Generic Light Show, so this is not the show that you've come to know to love, but it's an amended format. And over the last, this episode, and probably going to be the next episode that you hear, because we had to do some shuffling around, are going to be tech issued. So, and we're kind of glad that we've edited them out. So, you know, have fun with that. Actually, you know, a little bit of note on that. I want to thank everyone for their support over the last couple of weeks that have supported me on this endeavor. I think we've done two episodes that have been released of these now, and the feedback is slowly coming in, which is lovely. So, you know, if you have any feedback about the show, you can hit me up in the Discord, geek-io.net/discord, or email show@geek-io.net, and put Generic Live Show or something in the subject line, and it'll filter down to me eventually once we figure out where it's going to. And yeah, and it's been a bunch of fun, you know, doing these Generic Light shows. It's a refreshing sort of different take on the show, and a show like Generic Live Show kind of has that openness. I want to do a little bit quick follow up. I did get grilled a little bit about how I said, I think it was in the last episode, about Apple Pay and how I refused to use it. I know it made it sound like I refuse to use it for no reason, and that is a weak argument. I understand that, and I know where that's coming from. I just personally don't use it, if that makes sense. I choose not to use it. I think I said the word refuse, and I didn't mean to say the word refuse. So I understand where that is sort of... it's not that I refuse to use it for any other reason other than my personal preference, but it's my personal preference not to use it. So for those people who do use it, you know, more power to you. But there you go. What I stand by in that conversation is that the fact that Oprah Winfrey doing a documentary called C is still a very bad idea. And I still stand by that very bad joke. All right, anyway, continuing on. Do you want two, not one, but two headlines? This is breaking as we're recording this, so we got two very huge stories here to cover on the Generic Live Show. One worth we're actually covering this week, and one that'll take 2 seconds because I didn't read that much about it. But these stories are breaking as we're recording this, which is probably going to date when we're recording this, but oh well, who cares. Two major stories. The one you can see in red, which is not really showing up on here. I'm not sure if you can... Oh, I broke the headline. All right, perfect. The European Union and Britain have agreed to delay Brexit until October 31st is the first major story. You know what we're going to do on that one? We're going to do that on that one while that loads. We're going to talk about that in a moment, but what we're going to talk about now is the federal election. Ladies and gentlemen, Australia are heading back to the polls. Australia will cast their vote on May 18th as Prime Minister Scott Morrison sets the date for the federal election. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to listen to the man himself, Scott Morrison, make the official announcement right here. Hang on. Right here. Right here. Right now. Voters will go to the polls on May 18th to decide which party will form the next federal government.
Good morning, everyone. Earlier this morning, I visited the Governor-General here in Canberra, and he accepted my advice for an election to be held on the 18th of May. We live in the best country in the world. But to secure your future, the road ahead depends on a strong economy. And that's why there is so much at stake at this election. Despite global economic headwinds, Australia's economy is strong. We are delivering the first budget surplus in more than a decade. Unemployment is at decade lows. And last year, for the first time in our history, more than 100,000 young Australians got a job. With a stronger economy, we will create another 1.25 million jobs over the next 5 years. We will maintain those budget surpluses without increasing taxes and pay down the debt. We will deliver tax relief, as we have, for families, for hardworking Australians, for small businesses, allowing Australians to keep more of what they earn. We will keep Australians safe, as Liberal national governments always do. And we will keep our borders secure, as you know we will. And we will be able to guarantee the increased funding for the essential services that Australians rely on.
That is Prime Minister Scott Morrison there officially announcing that Australians will vote on May 18th in the next federal election. Voters have a clear choice, a quote-unquote clear choice, between the Coalition and Labor's handling of the economy. The economy is the way forward, apparently, according to Scott Morrison. Opposition leader Bill Shorten vows to deliver a fair go for all Australians. Keeping our economy strong is how we secure the future for your future and your family's future. Excuse me for misquoting that. Keeping our economy strong ensures that we secure your wage, your job, your business, and importantly, the business of you going to work today. We have Paul Singer prologues the government. This is an official announcement as well. This is sort of more of the back-endy type announcement as well.
I have here a proclamation signed and sealed with the Great Seal of Australia on the 11th of April 2019 by Peter Cosgrove, Governor-General, and countersigned by His Excellency's Command, Scott Morrison, Prime Minister. I, General the Honourable Sir Peter Cosgrove, AKMC, retired, Governor-General of the Commonwealth of Australia, acting under Section 5 of the Constitution, prorogue the Parliament from 8:29 on the 11th of April 2019 until Saturday, 18th of May 2019, and dissolve the House of Representatives at 8:30 a.m. on the 11th of April 2019.
That is proudly brought to you by ABC News, is providing all of these links for us. I do apologize that was in mono for whatever reason. I don't know why That one was in mono. So the brief ceremony was held out of Parliament House, prolonged to the 45th Parliament, and on the 11th of April, apparently. So relatively fresh, sort of shuffling around of the Jack Live show. This is not what we're going to be talking about this week, so we've had to shuffle things around. So, you know, we've had to do that. So, yeah, it happens, and we can't control certain things that happens in politics. We had something similar happen a couple of years ago where it was not time for the House of Representatives to be done. So, you know, we've gotta buckle up. We've got an election season. We've got an election season of, that's right, less than 5 weeks. 5 weeks due here. So first of all, it's there's a lot happening with this. First of all, your boy has to figure out if he's getting an absentee vote because he's out of the country and there's no way that a ballot will get to America and back to Australia in the correct amount of time. So I can apply for something called an absentee vote because, well, being outside of the country makes it a little bit difficult. But, so we'll have to figure that out, first of all. Second of all, we need to figure out a better system with this because this is what they're classifying as a snap election, which means that it is within the 5 week qualifier to count as a snap election. So we're snapping here, you know. By the time this episode comes out, it'll be about 4 weeks, because this is going to be the next episode on the feed. Let's be pushed this forward. So that's it's going to be snippity snappity. Not only, so get this as well, not only are all of the House of Representatives, which makes up our lower house, half the Senate will face re-election in this election as well. It is a half Senate election in a snip snappity election as well. Scott Morrison, though, everyone, it's about a fair go, and here's Scott Morrison announcing more at the press conference.
For those who have a go. And what that means is, part of the promise that we all keep as Australians is that we make a contribution and don't seek to take one. And when all Australians do that, that's when we get the fair go mentality and culture that has made our country strong today. So under our policies, if you're having a go, you'll get a go. And that involves an obligation on all of us to be able to bring what we have to the table. It doesn't matter what level of ability you have, what your means are, where you live in this country. It matters that we all bring our best. And under my government, under our government, under a Liberal Nationals government, we will be always be backing in those Australians who are looking to make a contribution, not take one. At the next election on May 18, if the Liberal National government is returned, if I'm re-elected as Prime Minister, then I will serve as your Prime Minister because the rules have been changed to prevent the things that have happened in the past. Same is true in the Labor Party. They changed their rules as well. So it's crystal clear. At this election, it's a choice between me as Prime Minister and Bill Shorten as Prime Minister. You vote for me, you'll get me. You vote for Bill Shorten, and you'll get Bill Shorten.
That's also another point, too, that I believe I mentioned in 2016 on this very program. I was about to say in this very seat, but I wasn't sitting in this seat in 2016 at this time of year. But on this very show in 2016, they did change their rules where, yes, it's a majority vote on everything that goes through the parliament as well, but it's, you vote, okay, for quick history lesson, for Australians, you vote for the party in your area, And then the party with the most votes has the leader of the party elected as their prime minister. However, there's no more backdoor sort of collusion. The collusion laws have subsided. So you kind of get what you get. There's no collusion policy anymore. I don't think it was it might have been just after the 2016 election that sort of came out, but there is that. One thing I will mention as well that was quite interesting in Scott Morrison's press conference is that Australia as a whole is returning back to the fair go mentality. So again, if you contribute to society, the more likely you'll get a contribution back. Of course, I want to play devil's advocate, which is dangerous for me to do in this territory, but I'm going to anyway, because more so in the generic light show than the generic live show, I've noticed I can get a little bit more risky and get away with it. But first of all, second of all, one thing I want to mention before that, Australians are kind of fed up with the fancy language. Australians haven't really resonated with fancy language, and we definitely don't resonate with that, and it's something that is very obvious and it's very clear. It comes out through our politics and our, particularly the local politics. If you get into the micro level, it's, you have to tell people in plain English what is happening to, say, for example, their local shopping mall. Otherwise, you're not getting that. I want to say that, first of all, as a person who worked on a political campaign on the federal level, but in the local sort of sphere of things, you have to say in plain English what you're going to achieve for your constituents. Otherwise, it's very dicey territory. It gets dicey very quickly. First of all. Second of all, I mean, the give a go, the fair go, you have a contribution, the wellness system and the homelessness situation. That gets very dicey very quickly because, unfortunately, to no fault of their own, probably, they can't give back to society. It's unfortunate, don't get me wrong, and I'm not having a go at people that do live off wellness. I'm saying that giving back to those people that give to society is a little bit dicey territory, particularly when you talk about those two categories. Whew, dodged a bullet there. Nope, just... Dice. But I hope that you guys understand what I'm talking about is Scott Morrison saying that you'll give, if you give to society, if you have a go, you'll get a go. You know what I mean? That's kind of a bit dicey when you talk about those two scenarios. Candidates seeking election in both the House and the Senate will have until April 23rd to nominate. The newest date for write-ins is June 28th. Ensuring newly elected senators' terms will begin on July 1st. So there is that as well. Let's see what else we can get from Scott Morrison's...
Schools.
We can get schools.
Medicines. Roads. All guaranteed by a stronger economy. All of this delivered by that plan that has kept our economy strong, not by increasing taxes. This is how we will make your life easier in the years ahead. This is how we will take the pressure off you and your family. There is more to do, and a lot has got done, and we are getting on together with the job.
Okay, quick note for audio listeners. If you're not seeing the visual of this, Scott Morrison, of course, dressed in a suit. It's politics. I mean, I don't mean to be like that. I mean, there are politicians that turn up to Parliament in Hawaiian shirts and in cowboy hats. Oh, Bob Catter. But just to give a little bit of a context note, Scott Morrison's doing this weird thing, and I want to talk to a body language expert and see what entirely this means. But he's sort of putting his hand in his pocket, twiddling it around in his pocket for a little bit, and taking it out and shaking it, like kind of doing the weird sort of, do I put my hand in my pocket? Do I not put my hand in my pocket? But also, if you turn up to Parliament underdressed, you will be kicked out. I'm just kidding. Political dress codes are serious business. It's like the... You can't turn up... It's like the Gracie Mays of... No, I don't know what Gracie Mays is. Now I'm just making stuff up. But I want to know what that body language entails. And if you do know what that body language entails of constantly putting your hand in and out of your pocket, please do let me know. Very interested to see what that is.
So at this election, there is a clear choice. It is a choice that will determine the economy that Australians live in, not just for the next 3 years, but for the next decade. It's a choice between a government that I lead and the alternative of a Labor government led by Bill Shorten. You will have the choice between a government that is delivering a strong economy and will continue to do so, or Bill Shorten's Labor Party, whose policies would weaken our economy. You will get to decide between a government that has fixed the budget or Bill Shorten's Labor Party that we always know can't manage money. You will have a choice between a government that is lowering taxes for all Australians or Bill Shorten's Labor Party that will impose higher taxes that will weigh down our economy. It's taken us more than 5 years to turn around Labor's budget mess. Now is not the time to turn back.
Alrighty. And I don't think there's much else to say. Of course, we're going to be following this story and probably around May 18th episode. We're going to be bringing you the results of the Australian election, because that's what we do right here on the Janak Live Show. Please do keep in that. All right. So before we do head on in to the next section, podcast listeners, you're going to hear a quick little commercial break from our sponsors. But if you're watching live, you'll be sticking right with us. Podcast listeners, we'll be right back after this break. Stay tuned. Alrighty, welcome back to our podcasting friends. And welcome back to the Janak Live Show. This episode's going to run really long. I do apologize for that. But you know what? It's a heavy time. What can you do? Alrighty. So, we're going to move into our next act. We do need a bumper for this segment as well, because I believe this segment's going to be a hit favorite, particularly on the Janak Live Show, particularly if we've got heavier weeks and we need something a bit fun. We're going to need to do this. Alrighty. Ladies and gentlemen, this was a favorite bit during particularly the post shows of the Janak Live Show. So we decided to wheel it out for the Janak Live Show as our breaker segment. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a BuzzFeed quiz. Woo! This one's a bit weird, I'm not going to lie. Actually, it's kind of redundant, you know? What I mean, redundant sentences are redundant, you know? Redundant sentences are redundant. We've got so many good show titles already. We've got redundant sentences are redundant. We've got you can't turn up to parliament in Hawaiian. You can't. It's the Macy Gray's of Parliament. We've got that. We've also got what was the other one? Redundant sentences are redundant. You can't turn up to. The parliamentary dress code is serious business. We do like that. All right. Alrighty. Next up. Oh, the BuzzFeed quiz title is... Take this numbers test and we'll reveal which of the Avengers you belong with. Perfect. You know, topical business. Topical? Yeah, topical. I was about to say typical business. Because the new Avengers is coming out soon, so we are trying to find out what this is. What character we belong with. I belong with Chris Evans, I know this, but for entertainment purposes only, I want to take this quiz alongside you as well. So here we go. Let's see what... The numbers don't lie. Well, we're about to find that out. All right. We're going to choose a number. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11. Ooh. I do like number 5. Number 5 is, out of those 11 numbers, is my lucky number. So we're going to do 5 for that one. All right. We're going to choose a number. What? 1, 2, 3. What? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. What? Is this the Groundhog Day of Math? Like, I don't... The Groundhog Day of Math. Oh, that might be it. That's a good title, though. The Groundhog Day of Math. That's pretty good. But, seriously, though, like, what... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Am I allowed to pick the same number? I won't, but I could. Could I? That's weird. What? Okay, they're all the same numbers. How is this a number test if it's... Okay, weird. Alright, so we're not picking 5. I'm not picking 8 because I refuse to unless I'm forced to. Because that's my unlucky number of those. So I guess we're going to go... I do like 6. Mainly because of the New Zealand prime, like New Zealanders say it like it sucks. So we're going to go with that for comedic effects. So 5 and sucks. All right, we're going to pick a number. We're going to pick a number. 1, 2, oh, fuck off. What the fuck? I can swear on these shows now, yes! It only took... Okay, full screen on me for a second. Back to the studio. Studio full shot. First of all, yes, you may have noticed we have the explicit tag because this is not shot in front of a live audience. We can get a little bit, I would like to imagine we can get a little bit more risky and have more, not that we couldn't have real conversations, but conversations in further detail which lead to raw emotion. But, man, who would have thought that it took a frustrating BuzzFeed quiz to make me want to lose my mind? Like, honestly, these are the same numbers. Like, I'm not serious. Like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Ah, the fuck. Okay. People are going to get this episode in their feed and be like, oh yeah, Dale's putting an explicit button or anything and actually have them hear me swear. It's going to be the weirdest thing ever because I don't like swearing on podcasts unless I necessarily have to. Which is very true because I'm so used to the show being literally PG-13. It's clean. It's had the clean tag for the longest time. Nope, we're going explicit, baby. That's also a good time. We're going explicit, baby. All right. Well, fuck it. We don't really have a choice. We're going to do 1 through 11 again, but not 5 and 6. Half of 6 is 3. Yeah, we're 3. Choose a number. Oh, fuck off! Come on! What the heck? Stop! You're playing mind games within our BuzzFeed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Alright, so this is the last set of numbers. Ah, thank Christ for that. So this is the last set of numbers here. So we've done 3, 5, and 6. 1 through 11. I'm going to do double 5, which is 10. I'm going to do that. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Drum roll, please. And the most infuriating BuzzFeed quiz of all time. I belong with Spider-Man. I mean, I ship it. Let's be real here. Who would not be want to be with Spider-Man? Let's be completely honest here. Let's go full screen on Spider-Man, shall we? Can we go full screen on Spider-Man? Can we go full screen on Spider-Man? Let me open image in new tab. Yeah, baby! Yeah, look at me! Actually, you know what? Let's hang on. We're gonna do some live editing right here. People say I look like Spider-Man too, which is really weird. It's a weird flex, but it's okay. Layout, and we're gonna lock position because I need to move the camera now. Yeah, look at the Look at me, it's love at first. Oh, Jesus. All right, there we go. See? Look. Don't we look adorable? See? He's looking up at me. Here, can I look at him back? Hi, Spider-Man. Hi, babe. Hi, babe. I am one with Spider-Man. look how he's looking up. It looks like he's thinking about me. Oh, isn't that sweet? I hope YouTube gets the comment. Love you, Spider-Man. I belong with Spider-Man. Oh, man. Okay. Why not? You know what? Why not? All right, We're gonna fix everything because we broke everything. While we're doing that. Because you know, it's just one of those things, man. You know, me and Spider-Man, we go way back. We go back way back when me and Spider-Man. I don't think I fixed the window, but oh well. But yeah, me and Spider-Man, you know? Who would have thought? I'm gonna keep that in my thing. Keep that in my tabs, you know? And it doesn't even have like a description. It just says, you got Spider-Man. And it turns out that I've got a new husband. His name is Spider-Man. I mean, people would actually die to get with Tom Holland. Let's be real here. All roads lead to Spider-Man. I tell you what. All right. Let's go ahead and do, this, story real quick, because we are running a little bit long. We're going to be talking about this story as well, because this story broke as well, so we got a breaking news story, this, story thing this week, as well as breaking as a pre-recorded podcast could get. EU in May to delay Brexit until October 31st to stop US crashing out of the European Union. What are they? Did they get with Spider-Man 2? Is that what we're... Is that what we're happening? Is that what's happening here? The European Union's leaders and British Prime Minister Theresa May have agreed to an extension to Brexit. So what we've got is the last-minute deal was reached out one day before the existing deadline expired. So the deadline expiry was meant to happen, and they extended it out. EU leaders have given Miss May more than 3 months, as she has requested. French Prime Minister Emmanuel Macron is worried that Brexit delays are distracting the EU from other important issues. 27 EU leaders have agreed on their joint stance during talks in Brussels, and their chairman, Donald Tusk, has now been taken to Mrs. May to her approval. It's interesting. I'll tell you what. May believes that a parliament vote is still possible. May believes that a June 30th deadline is enough time for Britain's Prime Minister to ratify a Brexit deal and pass legislation needed for a smooth Brexit. But British MPs have rejected her divorce deal 3 times already. Mrs. May spoke to 27 EU leaders for just over one hour before they met for dinner without her. Without her to decide fates. Wow, they met without her? Man, that's... That's interesting. You know? Many of you are probably asking... Also, I just had this thought. Many of you are probably asking where the Labour Party's perspective in this. It wasn't available at the time of this recording. That's a little FYI on that one. That's why this seems a little two-sided and it seems a little weird, I know. But that's why it's a little bit one-sided, that Scott Morrison. It's more about the announcement more so than literally anything else. This Brexit thing, though. They need to either do one of two things. They need to rip the bandage off it and just do it. Or ditch the idea. Or one of two things suggests 3 alternatives. Or what they could do is they could do a revote. I mean, yes, and it's an expensive exercise, but people's opinions have changed since when was Brexit first done? You know, it's been forever since you don't remember when Brexit first happened. I think it was 2016 or 2017. Definitely wasn't last year. It was fresher than last year because I believe last year was meant to be the original deadline. But then it got moved. So, who knows? All right. Let's go ahead and get on out of here. Get on out of here. All right. What did we learn today? We learned quite a lot, actually. Let's not beat around the bush here. We learned quite a lot. We learned that Australia heading back to the polls. We learned that I need a body language expert on the show to read Scott Morrison's body language. I know that for sure. We learned that Brexit got delayed again. We also learned that BuzzFeed is the cause of my swearing question mark and their weird sort of misformulaic numbers game. We learned that the parliamentary dress code is very strict in everywhere. We learnt that regardless, it's always a fun time to sit down and have a chat. We also learnt that Captain America is not really my husband. Shh! Don't tell him. Actually, sidebar, pause the music for 1 second. I did do a Facebook quiz that says, who are you more like out of all the Marvel heroes? And it came back Spider-Man. So now, by this weird headcanon, I am Spider-Man, who's meant to be with Spider-Man. Shrug emoji. Alright, anyway, cue the music. Alright. What else did we learn today? We learned that whatever you do, you need to figure out how you can vote from an international country because they decide to hold snap elections. Alright. Ladies and gentlemen, you can reach out to the show. My name's Dale Campbell. You can reach out to the show at any time. show@geek-io.net is the email. GLS or... you know what? Why not? Put Spider-Man in the subject line. Why not? Put Spider-Man in the subject line. You know? It is what it is. You can hit us up on the Discord at any time. geek-io.net/discord. Hop in there. Keep the conversation alive once we head offline. You can support everything that we do here on the Geek.io Media Network at geek-io.net. /support. That's not the link I was thinking. You can also support us at patreon.com/geek.io. That's the one. You can get a master feed of everything that we do on the network. Where you can find me, actually. You can find me. I mostly post on Instagram these days at TheDaleCampbell. TheDaleCampbell. Until next time, folks. I've been Dale Campbell. It's been a blast as always. And we'll see you all next time. Bye.
Listening to a Geek.io Media Network LLC production. Would you like to convert that to pounds? Copyright 2019.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.